Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
This is the Spurs Cast with your host, Paul Garcia.
Welcome back to another episode of the Spurs Cast. On today's episode, I will once again be speaking with Project Spurs Director of Digital Content, Joe Garcia. In this episode, Joe and I will discuss the Spurs in their last four games this past week and early impressions of Sandro Mamukelashvili. Let's go ahead and get started with this episode with Joe. Joe, how are you doing?
Doing good. As you well know, we had a little fender bender before we got into this episode of the Spurs Cast. I'm fine. Everybody's good. Ready to talk some San Antonio Spurs.
All right, man. So yeah, let's go ahead and jump right into that. Joe, you and I just spoke. Hey, I want to note that we're recording this Saturday evening, and we had just spoken the previous Saturday morning, about this team. And at that time, they were doing a little bit better, but now this past week, you know, it's kind of caught up to them, like, that they're always resting players, or players are on the injury report due to injury management, and it's kind of caught up. They played some tough road games here. So let's go ahead and go right into this. The Spurs have played this last week. So on Sunday, the Spurs had a very good win. They won by 8 points against the Atlanta Hawks at home in San Antonio, but this is their largest comeback of the season. Atlanta led early by 24 points, and it looked like it was over for San Antonio, but no, they came back and they executed down and made stops, made plays, and they ended up winning this game against the Atlanta Hawks by 8 points. The best player for the Spurs on this night was Keldon Johnson. Then it goes kind of downhill from here for the Spurs this past week. On Tuesday, they're on the road at New Orleans. They lose by 35. It was only close for the first 9 minutes. Then there, gradually built their lead above, over 30 points. The best player on the floor was Kata Bates-Jopp for San Antonio. The following night, the Spurs are on the second night of a back-to-back against one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, a title contender. The Milwaukee Bucks defeated San Antonio by 36 points. Again, same thing here, where it was competitive for about almost two quarters up until the three-minute mark of the second quarter. The Bucks kind of started to blow the game open, and they held that lead throughout. They won 36. Again, best player on the night for San Antonio was Kata Bates-Jopp. And then on Friday, the Spurs are on the road at Washington. They lose by 12 points. Washington led early by 13. The San Antonio came back. They battled back. They actually got a lead for a little bit. But midway through the fourth quarter, Washington started to get those double-digit leads by 15, by 18 points, and they basically sealed the game. The best player on the team for San Antonio was Keldon Johnson on this night. So, Joe, the Spurs should have gone 0-4 in these last four games. Ended up going 1-3. What were your thoughts of the play their past week?
Well, my thoughts are when the team is healthy and they're playing with the full squad, when Coach Pop allows them to play with the full squad, they're very competitive, you know, as much, you know, they were so competitive. They actually came back from being 24 points behind to beat the Atlanta Hawks here in front of the hometown crowd, which is one of the games that, you know, Spurs fans were wanting for the team to win this season. Cause it was, you know, DeJounte Murray returning to the city, facing his old team, and Spurs fans felt a certain way about some of his comments, but it was all love for DeJounte, which was great. It was good to see that, you know, Spurs fans gave him a warm welcome, but very competitive. And then Coach Pop started resting players against the Pelicans. Same thing happened with the Bucks. Keldon Johnson missed. You had, you know, Jeremy Sochan out. Then same thing's going on with the Wizards. So I guess you can kind of see the trajectory of really what's going on with Coach Pop. He's kind of letting his star players, you know, his starting five kind of rest in between games here and playing with the lineups a little bit, not playing at full strength. But like you said, Paul, at least the team is remaining competitive despite this for at least maybe the first quarter, second quarter, you know, first two quarters maybe. And then the game kind of gets away during the third and the fourth quarter. The teams that they're playing against really kind of put the hammer down here and show the Spurs what they're really up against. And, you know, unfortunately for the Spurs, the defense has not been very good, because when you're letting teams score 119, 130, 136 kind of tells you, you know, that this is still a young team, you know, again, trying to figure some things out. But nonetheless, I've been happy with at least that, you know, Coach Pop is giving some of the other players some minutes here in the rotation, you know, so that's a good thing to see, even though they are losing.
Yeah, I mean, this is something we talked about just a week ago, the fact that, you know, if you're one of the core players, you're going to only play once every other night is what it looks like at this point. It's because when you look at their injury report, they always say injury management for almost like four or five players at this point. So that's kind of what they're doing. The younger players, though, who are like, Blake Wesley, Malachi Branham, even like Sandro Mamukelashvili, Julian Champagne, those players are getting minutes. Like they're not on the injury report most nights. So that's a good thing, is that they're getting minutes now. Some of those players haven't been showing, you know, they've been actually struggling. Like a guy like Blake Wesley has really struggled, even though he's getting like 18, 20 minutes a night, and he's not been, you know, and I've just been like, you know, like the fact that like Sohan popped off at certain seasons, Malachi Branham had a good month. We really haven't seen that from Blake Wesley, so I'm a little concerned that he's getting real minutes. I know he's only his rookie year, of course, that's understandable, but he's kind of not showing a lot out there so far in the season. All right, so let's look at how the team's doing through 74 games. You know, 29 offense, still 30th on defense, like we talked about a week ago. They're 19-55 overall. The fact that they won that Atlanta game pushed them above the Rockets, so they've actually hurt their odds a little bit here. Now they're still obviously have a great chance of getting that number one pick for the 14% lottery odds, but their worst case scenario got worse there with the seventh. They can end up falling to seventh. It's a very rare chance that happens. And so, Joe, like we did last week, let's go ahead and look at our draft simulation, see how many times first get to land the number one pick for Victor Wembanyama. So we're pulling done here, and let's go ahead and begin. So here we go, our first sim. So right now the Spurs do have they're the third worst record in the league. All right, here's chance number one. Nope. Two. Nope. Three. No. Four. No. Five. No. Man, Chicago. Six. No. Seven. No. Eight. No. 9, 10, 11. Oh, that's where we were last week, Joe, and they still haven't got it. 12, yikes, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, wow, 18, 19, 20, 21, 21, Joe. That's the worst I've doing this in all these like last few weeks. I've never had it go that far.
Yeah, oh, usually it's like 11, right? It stops right around 11.
Yeah, 11's been like the most, and that's, and they have, like I said, it starts them off of 14%. Like, yeah, like 20. I mean,
if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So, I mean, they really got to have luck on every night coming up here in May. So, yeah, it's not, did you have any... Yeah, I know. Did you have any thoughts about the team just overall with the eight games left? I mean, almost over with about 2 weeks left in the season.
Yeah, eight games left. You know, one of the things that you're going to want to see is, you know, at least hopefully that the team will be a little bit more competitive to finish the year out. Coach Pop, I think, you know, will do the right thing and just continue to rest his star players and let some of the other younger core get some, you know, real minutes here, which is a good thing as long as they're competitive and they can finish the season out with getting some of the younger players in that rotation, getting those minutes. It's going to be a good experience for them to end the season, even though things aren't going to end the way that Spurs fans had hoped, as far as the team being a little bit more competitive and winning some games. This is a good thing. It's a growing process. Hopefully the odds for the Spurs will be a little bit better if they can lose a couple more games. So we won't go to 21 tries to get them into that number one pick for the draft. So I'm still expecting them to finish about, you know, maybe three or four, the third or fourth worst team in the NBA. Hopefully they can fall off a little bit more, Paul, and maybe be the second worst team. We'll see.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised that just, you know, Houston looked like they were rolling there for a while, 5-5, yeah. And then no, they actually still have the worst record in San Antonio. And Detroit has ran away with that worst record overall. All right, yeah, I mean, I agree with you there. I don't really have much else to comment there. All right, so Joe, our next topic. last topic that I say of the show is, because again, it's only been four games that this team has played, and like I said, they've lost three of those four games. Let's talk about some early impressions of Sandro Mukhlishvili. So he was a player that the Spurs picked up. They signed. He was on a two-way contract with Milwaukee. They waived him, and then instead of bringing him on a two-way to San Antonio, they actually gave him a full roster spot for the rest of the season. Then he'll be a free agent next offseason. Let's just talk about how he's been playing now that he's played 11 games with San Antonio. And like I said, he's kind of one of the players who hasn't been on the injury report, so he gets to play every night. So it's 11 games only, so we want to consider that when we talk about the numbers. He's averaging 0.2 points on 7.9 shot attempts with San Antonio. 6.2 rebounds in his time, and that actually stands out pretty well compared to his teammates. 2 assists in some of his ball movement, especially finding cutters on the backside. 2.3 fouls, 0.5 steals, 1 turnover, which is pretty good considering he's adapting to new teammates, and 0.4 blocks. His shot profile, what we see here is he's definitely a pick-and-pop type of big where 52% of his shots come in the paint. He does a great job of when he does take a shot in the paint, he really tries to focus on taking those close-to-the-rim kind of shots, those layups and dunk attempts, so 38% of his shots come from there. And then we have seen him spread the floor, being able to shoot that pick-and-pop three-pointer. From the corners, it's only been 9 attempts, but he's efficient there. His three-pointer has started to tail off here. He's 9 of 29 overall in the above-the-break threes. When he does get a wide-open three, he is making defenses pay barely, making 11 of 32 wide open threes, and then he doesn't really have a pull-up type of three. He doesn't really go to the mid-range. For 6'10", we do see that, you know, defensively, his numbers statistically compared to other Spurs bigs don't really pop out too much on the floor. There's not really an area where he's like showing kind of like there or stands out compared to his teammates. If anything, he doesn't foul as much as some of the other guys on the team for the big position. As far as his contract, where does it stand? He's making $357,000 for the last few games of the season. Then this summer, he's going to be an unrestricted free agent with a $2.1 million cap hold. So, based on what we've seen from him so far, Joe, again, just 11 games that he's played, do you think the Spurs, from what you've seen so far, should try to re-sign him this offseason, or should they like make him try to compete for a roster spot like in training camp or something like that? Because there's only going to be, so far that we see, 4 open roster spots coming into next season.
I think they should go ahead and re-sign him. I think in these, you know, the small sample size that we've seen here, Coach Pop has become quite enamored with one Mamu. He mm-hmm. likes his energy, and I do too, you know? And he's quickly won over the hearts of San Antonio Spurs fans. You like his energy out there on the court. You just like him, like seeing him all over the place. He's just so enthusiastic, so happy, you know, in talks with the media afterwards, you know? He's just a fun guy, you know? You like to see him out there having a great time playing basketball. And, you know, compared to other players that have come in, and trying to learn the Spurs system, this guy just doesn't seem to care. He's just out there having a good time with it, you know, smiles and everything. I mean, he has this infectious energy, you know? So I would love for the Spurs to go ahead and sign him because, like you said, he's great in the restricted area. That's where he's really, I think, going to be most productive. And he can go ahead and shoot a three here and there, you know, but the mm-hmm. energy that he brings, I think, is one of the things that you really need to take a look at. And, you know, he does have some experience here. He was drafted, I believe, by the Bucks. You know, he's played with some good teams. So I think if the Spurs can get him, like you said, that cap hold is $2.1 million. I think he can go ahead and offer something here to the team. And not only that, but maybe impart some of the knowledge that he's learned to some of the younger San Antonio Spurs players. Again, if they can get him dirt cheap, why not?
Exactly. I agree with you as well. You know, if it's probably going to be for the veteran minimum is what a kind of salary that he would be looking at if he wanted to come back and reach San Antonio. And again, there are 4 roster spots that we're projecting, but there's definitely minutes for him where he's a very versatile player. He can start at the 5, like I've seen. You know, I don't think that's what the Spurs would want. They want him more so coming off the bench. But he can play, you know, at the 4, at the 5, especially with his versatility on offense. And we still see that, you know, if they love Victor Wembanyama, he can start there at the 4. And then you got Zach Collins still at the 5. And then off the bench, they still have some depth with Charles Bassey whenever he gets healthy. They have Ken Burch, who we haven't seen yet, even though, you know, right now his salary says he should be on the team next offseason. And then, of course, they still have Sohan there, who currently plays the 4, but, you know, maybe what might shift him down to the 3. So there's definitely minutes there for Mamu. And again, it's one of the last 4 spots. I think that considering he's only going to be 24 when the season starts next year, I think that would be a good deal just to have him as a player for depth to kind of give more of an opportunity to. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of it. That was kind of it for this episode. It was a very short episode because there's only been 4 games. Like I said, the team team's not been playing too well. But yeah, and then the next player I want to talk about, I don't want to talk about just yet because it's been kind of early. He's only played like in seven games, is Julian Champagne, the two-way player. He's actually been a really good shooter, and some of his defensive numbers are popping off the page as well. And so I do want to mention him once we get to about over 10 games for him. So he'll probably be the next player that we're going to look at if he continues to have a good week. All right, so thank you thanks to Joe for joining me here on this episode of the Spurscast, and thank you to you all that listened to this episode of Spurscast. I also want to thank Joe for mixing and producing this episode. From all of us at Project Spurs, stay safe and have a great day.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.